called infrastructure meeting to order, and at this time I'm going to yield the chair to Justice Houston. So with that, we'll go ahead and get started.
Before you, we see a proposed ordinance of 19-03, and the gist of the proposed ordinance has to do with fines and fees and the placement and organization management of cell phone towers and with other types of devices to control mass communications around the county. This is the first time I saw this report, this proposed ordinance for the first time, I want to say Thursday or Friday of this past week. And I guess my question to the committee or my question to our county attorney is, where did this come from? Who's generating this?
So this is a revision of our current ordinance, which is 13-26. We actually have a couple of different ordinances relating to cell towers, but 13-26 is the overriding ordinance that we use to approve or coordinate with those that are building cell towers. As the judge mentioned last month, he believed that we needed to take a look at this ordinance and consider revising it. So upon his order, I did just as much and went ahead and discussed the issue with Washington County and Pulaski and Benton counties to see what they had. The primary differences with this proposed ordinance in comparison with our old ordinance is essentially establishing a fee structure, application process, and then a policing power, if you will, to enforce the ordinance. Our former ordinance set up rules, but there's no enforcement provision within those rules. It set up rules, but didn't have an application process within those rules. So that's what the idea behind the new proposal is.
Council, do we have any numbers or any data to back up the issues that are pointed out, the changes that are made here as far as how many towers are out there? How many are affected? What are the applications that have been made over the last 10 or 12 years, or even the last 2 or 3 years?
Well, that's part of the problem, is we don't have an application process. So it's a little bit difficult to keep up with where cell towers are in our county. Often what happens is a cell phone company or someone that wants to build a proposed tower will contact either the legal office or contact the county clerk, or contact the Office of Emergency Management, just seeking instruction on what is required. Typically, my predecessor, at least my understanding was, he would just send them the ordinance, and that might be the last that we hear of it. Often, if they need an address, they have to apply with the Office of Emergency Management for a specific address, and Sheila might be able to speak more to that. But sometimes that's our first notice that anything is being built because we didn't really have a process for people to come and register and let us know exactly what was being built.
Based on the question, I mean, this proposed ordinance, so how does the enforcement mechanism work?
Well, first, we create an application process, so we do have a better idea of numbers. So we actually, through that application process, would then be more knowledgeable about which towers are being built and then where they're being built. As far as the enforcement provisions go, there's really not a whole lot to enforce. The main things that we're enforcing are height restrictions and then making sure that they fall within the boundary restrictions that have been set by the ordinance. Those boundary restrictions are basically the same that we established, or this court established in 2013. Those restrictions are things such as you can't have a tower that is larger than the property boundary for which it leases. So if you had a 150-foot tower and it was placed in the middle of your box, a square of land, and your square of land was only 25 feet to the fence, then that tower would be out of compliance. Right now we have no mechanism to really police that. So what this allows is the Office of Emergency Management then to be able to measure the height of the tower, take a look at the tower, make sure that it's in compliance with everything that it had applied for, and make sure that it's abiding by this court's ordinances.
Justice Gates?
Are these, I guess, regulations necessary? I mean, are there not already federal regulations, statewide regulations? I mean, I'm sure there's some kind of permit, you know, process that, you know, people have to follow anyway. So is this necessary?
So to answer that, there are federal processes to get the communications installed. There's not really a federal process as far as making an application to each individual county, which makes it tough on the cell phone providers because every county is a little bit different. And they're constantly calling or emailing us trying to find out our specific, if you will, zoning requirements. It's really a form of zoning.
So that authority is technically left up to the county.
That's correct.
Counselor, I noticed from the old ordinance to the new ordinance, we are trying to implement a $1,000 application fee. Why $1,000? What is that going to be used for? What are we doing with it? It's a tax.
Yep. So there's two different numbers I think that are added to this ordinance that were not included in the old ordinance. One is just the application fee. The second is the variance request. So the application fee of $1,000 simply was requested by the judge to have. I think that's something that can be negotiable, if you will. If this committee decides y'all want to change that number, then I'll certainly put forth the effort to change that number. The variance fee, honestly, it's a burden on our office to just go through the process of making sure to reviewing all the documents. Usually it's Ashley that does the majority of the work, but even myself and my predecessor would have to go through and look at the engineering printouts and make sure that it complied, see what the variance request was, why it was needed, and then do a court order that granted that variance request. It's just a time-consuming deal. In my opinion, $500 a bargain. As far as allowing those funds, though, to be used by Office of Emergency Management, the idea behind that is simply the tools necessary to measure any towers, the time and effort that it's going to take to go visit the towers, make sure that they are in compliance.
Just good.
I appreciate, Justice Skinner, your comments on the money. How many towers do we currently have in the county?
That's, once again, I don't think we really know.
Okay. And how many calls do we get in a month's time requesting?
I would say in my 4 months that I've been here, it's been about two a month.
Okay. So eight new towers. And I think you said, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you said that when they called, they were seeking to find out what the rules were, what the regulations were, what they needed to do. Is that all? Have all cell phone companies that are represented in our county called you in that 4 months?
First of all, I'm not sure of all the cell phone companies that are out there.
Okay.
So I can't speak to that. And the other issue is cell phone companies sometimes co-locate on a tower.
Sure.
So, for instance, Cricket Wireless, or that they're an AT&T MVNO, or you might have issues as far as multiple companies on one particular tower. So I can't say that every cell phone company has reached out to build a tower. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're not.
Because some may not build towers.
Some may not build towers. They just buy space on the tower.
So I guess here's the thing. I mean, cell phone services, you know, in this day and time, it's huge. Why would we want to discourage cell phone companies from coming into down areas in the county? Hey, I wish they would put one on in every section. Mm. Because guess what? When I travel, I hate dropping calls. So, I mean, this to me is just another attempt at overregulation. Act 999, and I haven't read all of Act 999, but it seems to me that the state prohibits through Act 999 even us passing this bill.
I appreciate Justice Good bringing Act 99 or 999 into the discussion. That's a fairly new statute, but that regulates 5G coverage. And so that's for 5G coverage within right-of-ways. That's a little bit of a different animal. And 5G coverage is not usually on the big cell towers. They're going smaller. They're putting 5G signals on traffic signals, and essentially they are not the huge cell towers that we're accustomed to seeing. So that particular act, as I understand it, isn't so much a cell tower ordinance of 150-foot cell tower, but rather it's for the access in the right-of-ways that, honestly, mainly municipalities such as cities are going to be dealing with. In fact, Conway already has, I think, their own ordinance dealing with that. And so there are certain limits by statute on what you can charge a cell phone for having in your right-of-way. We're dealing right now with a separate issue, but similar. And to your point of wanting cell phone access, I agree. Now, I'm driving the roads every day, and I hate dropping calls. However, it's one of those not-in-my-backyard principles. I don't want calls dropped, but most people don't want a tower right across the road from them either. So right now, we're dealing with a separate issue. It's not cell phone related, but it's internet or broadband internet to rural areas. And those individuals are using public right-of-ways, and those are towers that are going up alongside counties and state roads. And we're getting calls on that quite a bit, and there have only been maybe a dozen of those towers going in. And so that's been one of those issues. Yes, we like having high-speed internet access in rural areas. However, somebody has to deal with that tower being close by their house, and many of them aren't really excited about the prospect. So when it comes to cell phone towers, I agree. You know, maybe we're not trying to over-regulate something. In fact, we already have the regulation in place. The idea is that we're just trying to provide a mechanism for the enforcement of that ordinance.
Ms. Palat, do you have the enforcement mechanism in place or a process in place? Because what I'm hearing is you're going to be responsible for going out and measuring these facilities and measuring height, and
we'll have to obtain that. Currently, no, because I don't know what the enforcement is going to consist of.
Okay, but I mean, you're okay with being the enforcement arm?
I
know, because I've been on the receiving end of your enforcement arm before, so I know.
Well, I can speak on this a little bit, from a public safety side. I have a constituent in the county that asks me all the time, is there anything I can do about that cell tower? His neighbor has a cell tower that's on his neighbor's property, but he has concerns if that tower falls, it will fall on his house, and it will. I've looked at it, and I've seen it. Another issue that we have, and that's one of the deals with the height restrictions, and, if it falls, what's it going to hit? Looking at surrounding residents. But we also get a lot of calls from phone companies that say, is there any planning or zoning in the county? Well, we check to see if it's in a special flood hazard area. If it's not, we advise them of the ordinance and send them back to the attorney. But is anybody looking at that to see, are they complying with the ordinance? There's always been an ordinance, but no one that enforces it. And so it's kind of been a ping pong ball back and forth. But no, I do not have the means at this point, but I assume if that's our responsibility, we will get that.
Have we ever had a cell phone tower fall in the county?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I'm not that old. But that's a complaint that I've had. What can we do about it?
Yes, one fellow.
I have one more question here. What is the feasibility of using existing towers for early warning sirens and systems? Can we attach a Palmer County emergency warning system to existing towers?
I think
that discussion came up about a year ago or 8 or 9 months ago, the need to have a better coverage for the county.
I think legally, that there are ways to do that. It's just we can't do it without compensation. I mean, I think there's an issue of we have to pay if we're renting use of a tower. So that would be the only hiccup from a legal standpoint.
Okay.
actually getting it accomplished and what that would entail is beyond my scope of expertise.
Any other questions? Comments?
Back to the fees, I mean, just as good left, I kind of like what you said. I mean, are we concerned at all that these fees will discourage further growth? I mean, are the fees really necessary?
That's a good question, and I'm not really sure I can answer. The only response I can give you is for the one or two cell phone companies that have called in the last month, we have notified, look, here's our current ordinance, but understand that we're possibly changing. We've notified them of the fee, and none of them objected. Both of them said, okay.
Have we compared these costs to other counties?
We have. It's been a couple of months since, or a couple of weeks since I've done the research. I think Washington County was cheaper in the 500 to 750 range. In fact, I think that was really where most of the counties fell, was in 500 to 750 for the initial application. Now, within Arkansas, outside of Arkansas, the numbers were varied. If you go to California, $1,000 would be a bargain.
Question or comments?
I, for one, would like to see more information. I'm a little bit, I've read through this. I understand the basic concept and precept of it. I'm a little bit concerned about having, you know, Sheila's crew does a great job enforcing floodplain and everything else, but I am a little bit concerned about throwing this on top of OEM with everything else, especially what we're talking about now with 9/11 and everything else. I would like to see the numbers, though, based on where we are on some counts as far as cell phone towers and what kind of applications are out there. I'd like to know, again, what kind of income we're projecting. You know, where do we stand compared to, you know, the surrounding counties? You know, we have a tendency to compare ourselves to other Class 6 counties, but I'm more about being local, so I'd like to know where we stand with the surrounding counties, Falkirk County. Do we have 30 towers out there? Do we have three? You know, what's that number? Are we talking about a large problem or not?
I think perhaps the other number is not how many we have, but how many we could expect to have, because in many ways we're already behind the times. As we mentioned earlier, 5G coverage is already something that's a new technology that's going smaller and is being spread out. But I'll be more than happy to find those information.
Based off your, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, this seems like a solution looking for a problem. I don't know. I don't like the tax increase. I don't like the excessive regulation. I haven't seen a direct threat to public safety or health that's been presented to the quorum court. I'm not really sure why we should address this at all in this, especially until some of these questions gets answered. So I move that we table this.
No, sir.
Motion table. Anything else? I defer back.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion made.
Second.
Right. Chief, that's for 7 o'clock.
Who made that second?
Yeah.
No, you made the motion.
Come on, man.
Who made the second?
Made the motion.
I thought.
I seconded.
I made the motion to adjourn the meeting.
No, I want the other motion.
I made the motion.
Yeah, who seconded your motion?
I did. He jumped
okay,
the
I thought.
Motion. I want that written down. Whew. That I tried to make the motion.
Cut me off.
I keep tallies of my motions.
Yeah.